As the evening drew in, they had dinner together on the terrace of one of the restaurants overlooking the spectacular gardens. It surprised Matt that Robin had a credit card. She shrugged. "Makes things easier," she said. They lapsed into silence, looking out over the lawns and flower beds as the shadows of the trees lengthened. "You think we'll find the treasure?" Matt asked. "I don't care about the treasure," Robin said. She turned to look at him, her deep blue eyes fixing on Matt. "Neither do you."
"No," he agreed. "No, I just want to find Dad."
Robin reached across the table and took his hand.
"Me too," she said. "Let's hope we find the treasure, and that brings us a step closer to your dad. But just don't expect him to be waiting there with it, all right?"
Matt hadn't really expected that at all, but all the same, he felt his eyes stinging with disappointment. "We should be getting back to the hotel." They had a section of the hotel to themselves, including a conference center with several meeting rooms. Matt slept well in a huge, soft bed. When he woke the next morning, he was surprised to see how late it was. He was served breakfast in the dining room that was part of the conference center, and Robin joined him for coffee.
"Dad and the others are discussing what we do now," she explained,
leading him through to the largest of the meeting rooms. They passed Catherine Feather in a seating area outside. She was deep in conversation on the phone, but smiled and waved them through into the main room. Harper and Venture were seated either side of a large conference table. The lights were turned down low, and a map of the tiny island of Valderholm was displayed on a plasma screen from Harper's laptop computer.
"The population," Harper was saying, "is virtually zero, just a few shepherds and fishermen and their families. But the island is apparently remarkable for having 6 medieval churches."
He paused to welcome Matt and Robin and gestured for them to sit down. They found themselves seats further down the table as Harper explained that the churches were themselves out of the ordinary in that they were of a circular construction, unusual apparently for Scandinavia.
"Not so strange if they were on Malta," Harper went on. "But it does seem that the Knights Hospitallers were here long enough to have some influence."
He rubbed his hands together in satisfaction.
"I feel that the treasure awaits us."
"The island may be tiny," Robin said, "but it's still a very big place to have to search."